Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
A great book title works on two different levels. The Things We Miss is a great example of this because when you look at the title, paired with the book's illustration on the cover, you think it's a very melancholy book about a young woman about 13 years old who misses her childhood because she's looking up at the treehouse, probably thinking, wow, I missed the treehouse, I'd love to play there again with my buds. And that's one way to look at it, but the other way to look at it is this. It's more of a science fiction angle, because inside the treehouse is a kind of a portal where this young lady can transfer forward in time, 3 days forward, to where she can kind of skip any bad periods that are happening in seventh grade. And as you middle schoolers know, seventh grade can be kind of a tumultuous year because it can be. That's just the fact of the matter. So if you had the chance to skip 3 days but not remember what you did or the things you did or the people you interacted with, would you do it? Maybe, because during that skip, and that's exactly what they call it, the skip, during that 3 day period, JP and her friend, they become kind of smarter, cooler, they can dance better, they make snappier comebacks, they're better on tests. On the surface, they're better people, but they can't remember anything. And when they come back from the skip, they miss things. Thus, The Things We Miss. It's a great book because there's very little science fiction, but that's where it hooked me. Because if this book were just about the inner workings of a 13-year-old and how moody they can get and what kind of a bummer life is, I would not have read it. But because I saw a small science fiction angle into it, I'm like, okay, let's give it a shot. The science fiction angle happens, it's about 5% of the total book, and that happens very early. But after that, you don't really care about the science fiction angle. You care about how the characters are going to grow and how they're going to deal with the repercussions of skipping forward and backward, and, or just skipping forward in time. Can they handle it? And what does it take? What does it mean to be a good friend? Because at the end of the book, about 75% through it, you realize that one of the friends is taking this a little too far and the other friend is like, hey, I'm cool. Check you later. It's a very good book that reluctant readers are really going to like. Those science fiction readers are going to get hooked into it because it does have that very brief science fiction time travel angle in the first. And you reluctant readers, you're going to love it because you love a good book. And this is a great book. You're going to dig it. It's The Things We Miss, and it's going to be great for grades 6 and up.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.